The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there from MD Radio. This is episode number 98. I'm your host, Sean Ray. We're joined by Rowdy Rodney Roller all the way from the East Coast. Big Rodney, welcome back to MD Radio, and happy Valentine's Day to you, strong man.
Thank you, man. How you doing? Happy Valentine's Day to you there, sexy.
Yeah, listen, honey, without getting too fresh
before
on this.
Before we get into anything, congratulations on your daughter. That was amazing. Before we get off
topic.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was a very good Valentine's Day weekend. My daughter, 5-year-old Asia Monet, went out there in another dance competition and beat out all the 5-year-olds. But what topped it off and was the kicker and put me over the top in terms of being proud, I couldn't have had a prouder moment in my life, is that she beat out all the girls ages 5 to 14 for the overall best solo.
Oh, my God. 5 to 14 years old?
Yeah, she beat out 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds, and everything in between as the best solo act at the dance event. So I'm still celebrating. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of her because I know how hard she works with the gymnastics and dance. But, again, what father isn't proud of their daughter even when they take their first steps? But this was something out of a freaking movie, man. She just took it to another level. And overly joyed with her progress, but we do know, Rodney, that this is the day for lovers. And with that, I hope all the guys out there in Testosterone Alley are out buying either some chocolates or some flowers, or will at some point or another, even if it's for your mom or your sister, your girlfriend, your wife, your ex-wife, whoever. Get something for someone and give them a kiss on behalf of Rodney Roller and Sean Ray. With that, without further ado, Rodney, how goes it on the East Coast?
Things are good. You know, we had a beautiful warm day today. I think it almost hit 60, which is, you know, very, very rare. It was a beautiful day. Things are going good. I was out at Beth Francis Powerhouse Gym last week and had some good workouts out there. Caught up with, you know, all the guys out there training, you know, ran into the usual crew out there. And I got some news regarding the MD seminar for the MD seminar we're going to be held at the grand reopening there.
Right.
And the big man, everybody, you know, drum roll coming. Ronnie Coleman. Yeah, buddy. He's confirmed he's going to be there. So
sweet.
It's sweet. February 27th. So we're looking forward to that.
What's even sweeter about that, Rodney, is these guys are on the – it's like the Arnold Classic week, and they're going to make the trek. Ronnie from Texas and Cutler out here in Vegas make the trek up there to Syosset, New York, and help Steve do that grand reopening, I should say, and welcome all the fans, and then go. Presumably they're going to go straight from there into Columbus, Ohio. They're so close.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess the usual, you know, guys who are doing it, like Evan and some of the other East Coast guys who are going to be in the Arnold, won't be there. But
yeah,
you know, as of now, you know, it's going to be. We got some good guys nailed down here. You know, the rest of the MD team will pretty much be there. So,
well, again, thank you for the breaking, huh?
It should be a good show. Good show.
Yeah, we'll try to get Weinberger on here next week.
Ronnie Coleman do a seminar. You know.
Yeah, we'll get Weinberger
alone.
Yeah, we'll try to get Steve on next Monday, and hopefully he can give us all the particulars. And, of course, the Big Nasty, who's now an MD member. By the way, he got that name from Lonnie Teeper, the Big Nasty, and he is, you know, at the advanced age of, what, 47? I mean, the guy's almost, like you said, 290 pounds. It's incredible what he's doing. There's a lot of good nuggets. When he opens his mouth, people listen. But we also have a guy out here that's got, he's all up in the mix out here in the Mecca, the West Side, out here at Max Muscle. Out here in Venice Beach, who is going to be, I think a lot of people are going to descend on this Max Muscle store because it's right in the Mecca. It's right in Santa Monica. We have the first annual Flex Pro Championships coming up. And our roving reporter and our gossip guy out there in Venice Beach, Mad Max, Dave Brule, welcome to MD Radio, son. Always get that delay, right?
Mad Max, you there?
Yeah, you called me son again, Sean. You're not that old. You can't be my dad. I told you.
Don't answer the son.
Wait, Dave, are you Canadian? You're naturally Canadian, right?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I am.
You make it sound like it's a racial epithet, son. That's a term of endearment on Valentine's Day.
I'll take it then.
Okay, take that. I know you're out there basking in the glow of the 77-degree weather, but the weather report, Dave, has it that we might be in store for some rain this weekend, starting as of Wednesday out here on the West Coast, going all the way through Saturday. I'm hoping that it doesn't rain out the Flex Pro.
Oh, dude, that's like the Iron Man curse.
I know. Well, just bring an umbrella. I know you're going to be busy over there where you're at, but give us a little bit of the West Coast breaking news out there. I know you got a few things going on.
Well, we're really excited over here. It's first pro show of the year, and we're waiting for all the guys to be back in town from all over the world. And Jay's going to be in town for the show as well, so it's going to be a great show before the Arnold. And Robin Chang, of course, is putting this show together, which is the promoter from the Olympia, so I'm sure it'll be a great event, and I can't wait to go.
Yeah, and I think you were assigned to this week, and you got a thread up there. Talk about the thread you got on the Noble Forums on the Muscular Development website.
Yeah, I just started it today. It's Mad Max's official Flex Pro thread, so it's going to be a lot of, whoever's coming by the store, whoever's coming by Goals. Usually when the pros are in town for a show, they always make a point of coming by the store, and they'll sign the Wall of Fame and just, get a couple of tank tops or shirts or whatever, and of course they'll be all over Goals and everything. So it's a really fun time for me because I'll get now started to do some videos lately and little video interview, only 1 to 2 minutes at a time. But it's more lively than just pictures, and I really like doing that, and people seem to enjoy it as well. So.
And you had an update for us. Your boy Jay Cutler is still in production with the movie thing. What's going on with the whole production of that?
It's still ongoing. Still lots of meeting stuff. He's being asked every time he goes to a seminar, and so do I. I get the question all the time. So what we thought about doing is for a future show on MD, actually, is to actually have Steve Scarduzio, which is the president of Everest Motion Pictures and also the producer of Jay's movie, to come on the radio himself and tell us a little bit of what's going on and where we're at in the process and everything that's been done so far and where we're at. So that actually be a lot more interesting, I think, than me or Jay telling you guys ourselves, because it's all, movie jargon stuff. So,
yeah. Me and Rodney bring him on and put him to the test out here, find out what Jay's got cracking besides.
Yeah, a lot has been done so far already. It's such a long process making a movie. I never thought it was that complicated, but of course, to raise $14 to $20 million for a first project with a first-time actor, it's not that easy, So once the first one is made, from what I'm being told, it's a lot easier to raise that kind of money. But a lot has been done so far already, including some of the casting and everything. So.
Out of that $14 million,
I've done a lot of movie cast roles and stuff for auditions, and a lot of people seem to think that a movie is made in a couple months, but in the production, actually the concept and putting it all together is sometimes years in the making, until it actually comes to fruition.
Yeah, you're right, Ronnie. I actually asked, how long does it take from the moment you actually have a project until actually the movie comes out? It's at least a year from the pre-production, then 2 to 3 months of filming, then post-production. That's a whole 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long process.
Well, more importantly, people want to know how many millions of that startup money is Jay going to walk away with?
He's not going to get that much on the first one, but his salary will double every time he does a movie. And just signed, when he did sign the contract, he committed for five movies.
Wow.
And out of the Hercules, they actually, and I can tell you that, they actually broken down the Hercules story in the trilogy. So just the Hercules alone will be 3 movies.
Yeah,
so hopefully he's got a good piece of the back end of that, too, on a success.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he's all business, so he thought about all that stuff already.
Yeah.
I'll take less up front and make it a success. Give me more on the back end.
Yeah.
He'd be king, isn't it, man? I mean, this guy has got his hands in everything, and rightfully so. He's a 5-time first Olympia runner-up, which had to be a bitter pill to swallow. That's a record in and of itself, coming that close to winning the Olympia on 5 separate occasions, only not to win, but yet here he is, a 4-time Olympia champion, 3-time Arnold Classic champion, slew of Grand Prix titles, and now he's getting his just desserts, and of course, he's headed headstrong into the 46 running Mr. Olympia Championship September the 16th. Dave, we're going to catch up with you this weekend. Hopefully it won't rain on us, but bring an umbrella just in case it does. Forecast does not look good.
I got another question for Dave, just a quick one there, if he's out there in California. Have you heard anything about this rumor of Arnold coming back into some film?
That's what I heard. I heard he's actually reading some scripts right now and everything, but at this point, I mean, I don't think people would say that if it wasn't true, But I would like to see that,
Hell yeah.
he's lost a lot of money the past few years, so maybe he needs to make some more.
Your money.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't come back and finance some films like Clint Eastwood and Mel Gibson and star in his own productions, right?
I could see that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, we'll be seeing him very shortly.
Ron, are you coming down to Cali for the show or no?
Well, we're thinking about it. We're trying to work through some things out on my schedule, okay. My regular job schedule.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Right on, okay. Dave. Thanks for the report, man. We'll catch up with you this weekend. This weekend, we're on the eve of the first annual Flex Pro Championships right here in Santa Monica, California, where the IFBB season officially kicks off and gets underway as it relates to the men. And, of course, they're adding a bikini model search contest as well for the eye candy out there, bring the testosterone levels down just a bit, throw in a little estrogen, Rodney. This is not to be confused with the Miss Bikini Pro. This is a bikini model search that Flex Magazine does where the finals are at the Olympia weekend in the Expo, and the winner of that typically gets a little bit of spinning change and maybe a magazine spread or a cover shot or something like
that. That's generally for their spread, right? Almost like a calendar issue like Sports Illustrated does.
Yeah, it's not a pro contest by any means. It is a model search, you know, but, I mean, it's still nice to break up the testosterone and, you know, in between and kind of keep things flowing. This show will not have an expo. They will have some vendors. It's at the Santa Monica Civic where Flex Wheeler won his pro card and Garrett Downing and Melvin Anthony and Dennis James. They had a lot of contests there. Chris Cormier, these guys all turned pro right here in Santa Monica. And, again, where it stands at 77 degrees and clear today, they're saying that it's going to be cloudy and potential chance of rain going into Wednesday through the weekend. So it is the all-star NBA weekend, Rodney. So most of the hotels in the Santa Monica area, the nice ones, are sold out because Staples Center is only about a 15-20-minute drive from the beach area. And so if you're looking at...
You better hide all those bikini chicks with the NBA in town.
Well, thank God it's going to be like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's downtown L.A., about a 20-minute drive.
Oh, okay.
All the nice hotels, the Viceroy and the Lowe's hotels and the Ritz-Carlton, those are all sold out. So we'll be out there representing at the Motel 6 and the Holiday Inns.
Yeah. A lot of people have criticized the fact that the MPC and the IPV have brought in the bikini and this stuff. But, you know, the bottom line is to see our sport succeed, you have to fill the seats. And, you know, how many guys go to a show or a pro bodybuilder for that reason, example? He might come bring his wife, his girlfriend. When you go to a local show and a bikini girl is in the show, she brings her whole family. She brings her mom, her dad, her boyfriend, everybody on Facebook. And each person, when a bikini's over, half the audience clears out.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's
different strokes, Rodney. I mean, some people they welcome the estrogen coming in and the beauty of the female physique to break up all this masculinity. And other guys are just simply there for the bodybuilding contest. And where the economy is at in our sport, we're trying to cater to everyone, not just, the guys that just want to see muscles and not just the girls that, want to see other beautiful girls. So unfortunately, for some hardcore, diehard bodybuilding men, they're not going to be wanting to see the bikini.
Well, you know what they are? They're closet homosexuals because
that's
the
blanket. Hey, I don't take offense to that, but hey, you might.
If you don't look at a female physique on stage in a bikini, you're bitching because they're up there. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there's some hardcore bodybuilding fans, Rodney, so I'm not going to blanket them all with the same brush, but I'll let you
all
get
right.
the wrath
That's
of
true.
The...
We'll give Mayor a break here.
Well, let's bring on some real testosterone. Let's take our first commercial break here at episode number 98 on the eve of the first annual Flex Pro Championship, February the 19th, Santa Monica, California. And we're going to come back with the big bad wolf from Las Vegas, Nevada, Dennis
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Come on! Get in! I stole you! Let's go again!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your pro team sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we got Rodney Roller calling by way of New York. Rodney, you are mobile right now. You say you're on the Jersey Turnpike?
Yeah, I was trying to get over by to see my boy Carlos, so I had to pull over and, you know, take a break because I hit so much traffic coming over to Fairview to, you know, film the Muscle Chef, his episode. So
yeah, Carlos, he's an interesting guy, man. I mean, what he did with his little tiny frame, being a lightweight, bantamweight guy and cooking up all those big meals for these bodybuilders, and he's offering up some great nutritional food over there at his company. And, of course, he's one of those guys that sponsors the Muscle Camp every year. And it's a great addition to have here at MD Magazine because a lot of the guys get a lot of good information on nutrition from him.
Yeah, it's going to be like his own little TV show there. You know, I'm just going to be there filming. I'm not going to keep my big head in there. Just all I'm going to do is just sample it when he's done cooking it.
Yeah, sweet.
But he's getting a lot of good feedback. You know, he's... the food is, you know, I can attest to it, is really good, you know. It's, I think it's a great addition. Not only that, it's knowledge, just how to, you know, spice up, you know, the chicken. Everybody's so used to cooking a tilapia chicken or a steak just plain, dry, and, you know, he's got some good ideas there.
Yeah,
he did some food for me last year for my show when I was traveling, and I was, it was flash frozen, so I would just throw it in my bag, carry on. You know, no freezer or nothing. By the time I got to the hotel, it was still kind of frozen, and it was good to go.
Yeah, you're lucky out there. I mean, to have somebody to prepare the meals properly and make them flavorful too, Carlo is an indispensable resource out there, and you're lucky to have him. Anyways, a guy that can put away some serious food is on hold, calling in by way of Las Vegas, getting ready for the first annual Flex Pro Championships, February the 19th, right here in Santa Monica this Saturday night, NBA All-Star Weekend. He's coming. And he's looking for victory. Give it up for the Big Bad Wolf by way of Las Vegas through Germany and half Russian. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sean. Nice to
be here. Hey, Dennis, you are now reaching celebrity status in this industry. Once we had that little interview with you with the Dennis Wolf crib and the pool and the movie room and the freaking Aston Martin coming out right next to the Escalade. I mean, you're like big balling out there in Las Vegas.
Oh, come on. I just doing my job, doing what I can, and try to be successful and be in, you know, and this is it.
This is the life, man. Really quick before I let Rodney take over, I wanted to ask you, this is contest week, man. I mean, is this any other different than any other contest as far as the last week of preparation, knowing 2 weeks later you're going to have to get on an airplane and fly to Columbus, Ohio for all the marbles? I mean, are you selling out for the Flex Pro right now, or are you holding them back a little bit?
Last time I did so many shows in a row was 2006, and after that I did, you know, New York and then Olympia, so just one show at once, you know. And then right now I got 3 shows in a row, so I got to plan everything a little bit different. But, you know, usually I do everything, you know, like I learned from the guys in the past, and everything worked exactly how I wanted, and then I'm happy. I'm tired now. This is a good sign. And looking good, getting harder every day. Yeah, I mean, just want to be on stage bigger and better than last time as Olympians. I'm fine.
That's good. That's good. So what have you changed, Dennis, this year? I know, you know, doing this by yourself, and have you had people helping you look at you and, you know, so that you don't make that mistake you've made with some other gurus in the past helping you? Because you look amazing. I've never seen you this full, you know, in as long as you can hold this going into this weekend. Who's been helping you out?
I do everything like before by myself, but this time I got a lot of help from Dennis James. And I just used to do it with my wife. You know, my wife is the eye for that, and then, you know, she check out my condition every morning after cardio, and Dennis James, just, you know, he's a good friend of mine, he's trying to help me every time as I need some help, and you know, I'm very thankful for that. And
yeah.
I mean, I've never been so heavy before, so that's a good sign for me, because, you know, I lost so much weight always in the last couple of days. And right now, you know, it looks like I'm not going to lose so much weight. And I'm just excited.
Right on. When do you get to town, Dennis? I mean, it's Monday right now. Like I said, it's sunny and clear. Some rain is in the forecast. I don't know if that affects you at all. Your hotel, the host hotel, is immediately across the street from the venue. So literally you walk across the street right into the auditorium, and you're ready to go. So when will you roll in? I know the athletes' meeting's Friday night. Are you coming in a couple of days earlier?
I'll be there Thursday afternoon, late evening, because I got to put some can on on Friday. I got a couple of appointments with Carla, so for protein. And, you know, I'm doing, like, everything before, you know, just carb loading and all this stuff, as always. And, just, you know, have a couple guys, you know, like my wife and Dennis, take a look at me every couple of meals. And, we'll see what's happened then and how we're going to look, you know.
That's good. So, your color in the past has been a little bit of your Achilles heel. A lot of the white guys like myself, I'm from German descent myself too. What do you use for your color? Because last time at the Olympia, your color looked much better.
Yeah.
Did you change anything?
I'm working a lot with Gentana. Uh-huh. But Gentana doesn't spray at the Flex Pro. And I used to work with both, you know, with Protein and Gentana. But this time at the Olympia last year, I used all the products of it, and then, you know, they put a couple of coats on me, and it looks really, really good. And I was happy with my color. And it was the first time that nobody complained about my color in my tan. So, sometimes, I don't know what happened to me, sometimes my skin doesn't take the tan like it's supposed to be, you know. And sometimes it's just looking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty different. I have no chance to get darker. And then, I spent already so much money with the training and everything, but I don't know. I think it's from Amara. She's also really wild, like a wolf, like me. So
oh, yeah.
It's genetic. So I can't be darker than I am now.
Hey, so was your home, your crib out there in Vegas, and your Austin Martin living large, was that a product of the weak U.S. dollar and transferring the euros over there, or what was that? I know we got a weak dollar over here compared to Europe right now.
No, I do everything I did because Germany, I just, you know, Germany's still my home, but now everything is going up here, you know, and in Vegas, and I moved over with my wife a year ago, and we feel pretty good here. So it's as long as I can, you know, make money with this sport, be successful, you know, probably I will stay here. And, yeah, we'll see. You never know how the future is going to be, but I'm very happy with everything, you know. Just want to show up. Better and better every time I'm on stage, and that's what I, you know, what I want, what I wish, and that's the plan.
Well, right on, Dennis. You got 4 days before you hit the stage out here for the first annual Flex Pro Championships, the first show of the year, the 2011 season, and then you'll roll right into Columbus, Ohio. But you're going to have to go through some tough foe and Evan Setapani, and of course Dexter Jackson, Fuad Aviad, Ben Pakulski, and a lot of familiar names that you're obviously not afraid of. In hunt for victory number 2 on your resume, coming off your fifth place finish at the Mr. Olympia to kick things off for 2011. Thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to follow up with you. Hopefully, we'll get an interview with you there at the host hotel, and of course, follow you through your photo shoot with Per Bernal and on into Columbus, Ohio.
All right, sure. Thanks a lot, guys. I want to thank.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to thank MD. I want to thank BSN. Thank you a lot for support to all my fans, my family, my wife, Dennis, James, everybody, who helped me in my career. And, want to thank everybody for that. And,
All right.
I hope I'm not disappointing people. I just want to shock some people, and we'll see.
All right. That's the big bad wolf looking to shock the people, and we will see this Saturday night. Thanks for calling in, brother. Big Rodney, that is one. When we say big, I use that term loosely because I call Carlo big. but this is one of the biggest guys we have on the pro stage right now, on the pro scene, in Dennis Wolf, a 6 foot bodybuilder, 270 plus guy. There's a few guys that can stand shoulder to shoulder with him. Maybe Cedric McMillan, maybe Tony Freeman. But
Tony
but out of all of them, I think this guy stands head and shoulders as his finish at the Mr. Olympia and his record has shown in the past.
Just with those wide shoulders, he just is just very imposing when you're up on stage. And when you see him up close, you know, and standing next to the shorter, smaller guys, you realize how big he is, you know?
Yeah, the thing is, him standing next to Dexter, who's 5'6", all of 125 pounds, it reminds me of me standing next to Dorian. Is this a case of apples and oranges? I mean, I think there's some flaws on both that you can nitpick, but these are two very different bodybuilders.
Absolutely. You know what's amazing? I sit here, you know, and everybody was excited about the Super Bowl, and I mean, it's like here now. You know, the bodybuilding season is starting, and I don't know what it is. Everybody out there probably doesn't understand our logic with this sport, but I'm more excited than I was for the Super Bowl. I just can't wait for the season to kick off, and I'm ready to go, amped up.
Well, it's here, brother. It's coming real short. Monday is almost in the tank. The Valentine's Day is almost behind us. Make sure you get your flowers and your roses to your loved ones. And, again, we're going to have a nice little bikini fest as they bring out the bikini model search from Flex Magazine, which will go hand-in-hand with the first-ever Flex Pro Championship, where $25,000 is on the line. 3 Olympia spots are open for qualification, but I will take that back because I personally presume that Dexter Jackson, a former Mr. Olympia, Dennis Wolf, a top 5 Olympian, they're both already qualified for the Olympia. So if they wind up in the top 3 spots, there'll be only one spot available. And this one spot, Rodney, may be available to our next guest right after this commercial break. You don't want to miss this.
Big,
you got the Big E coming up.
First time out.
The Big E from Connecticut calling in after this commercial break.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your Dark Side War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Run! Hey! I still here! It's going in! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys. All right, we are on the countdown to the first annual Flex Pro Championship. Once again, here in sunny Southern California, where the rain might come out and say peekaboo on the party, and hopefully that won't happen, because the Iron Man used to happen and people just get miserable. You gotta understand, Rodney, when it rains in California, it's like a blizzard in New York for us. We don't drive right. It's the only thing that's on the news. I mean, nothing else is going on in the world in Southern California when the raindrops are coming down, because no one knows how to drive and everybody seems dazed and confused when it hits the ground.
Yeah, it's the same out here with the snow. Same, you know. You guys are dealing with a lot of mudslides to worry about when you get all that snow, right?
Yeah, they come time to time. But, I mean, it's not enough rain to, like, stop. It's almost like the world stops on the news. Every single news station, it's rain, rain, rain. I'm hoping it doesn't rain out. But even if it does, we are at the ocean, merely half a block away, not even three or four footballs away. We're right there at the Santa Monica Mall where you can go shopping, and they got a lot of restaurants in there. And, of course, like I said, some nice dining at some of the other luxurious hotels like the Lowe's and the Viceroy out there in the Huntley Hotel. And, again, Gold's Gym is half a mile away from where this event is at. So if you're coming in from out of town, you really don't even need a car. A five-minute taxi ride can get you anywhere you need to go. But walking distance is the 3rd Street Promenade and, of course, the beach, the ocean, the Santa Monica Pier, it's all right there within walking distance. So it's a great weekend.
That's like last year's Nationals, right? Right on the beach in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great weekend. But the difference is you're in California. So if the rain doesn't show up, some out-of-towners are going to have a really good time. And, of course, Sunday, typically, at Gold's Gym Venice, a half a mile away, you'll see some of the headliners in there doing some photo shoots for the various magazines, including Muscular Development. But without further ado, this next gentleman has been slowly but surely picking and timing his contest where he inflicts inflicts major damage, and then he goes undercover. He's like Groundhog Day. The guy comes out, wins a show, and disappears for a year, year and a half, comes back out, takes the money and runs and hides out. Well, now he's thrown his hat into the arena in 2011, and I believe he has his sights set on getting to the Mr. Olympia Championships should the opportunity present itself. By way of Connecticut, the All-American, the Big E, Evan Sinopani, welcome to MD Radio.
The All-American, I like that.
Yeah, All-American Kennedy boy up there in Connecticut again with us.
Well, you are All-American. You won the overall heavyweight, super heavyweight national championships at the mere age of, like, I think you were like 10 years old, and then you disappeared for a year and a half. And
10 years old.
You got into the New York Pro at like 20 and disappeared for a year and a half. And here you are again at the ripe old age of, what, 27? And you're
28.
About to... 28, you're about to throw your hat into the arena and go up against some serious all-stars in the form of former Mr. Olympia from 2008, Dexter Jackson.
How old is Dexter?
Huh?
How old is Dexter?
Dexter's 41. He'll be 42 this year. And that's the age that Chris Dickerson won the Mr. Olympia back in 1982, and at the time he was the oldest Mr. Olympia to win it. Dexter Jackson would like to try to upset the apple cart with Phil Heath, Branch Warren, and, of course, Jay Cutler, and you, should you qualify. But that being said, you're going to have to go through the Big Bad Wolf, who we had on not 2 minutes ago, and Rodney was there. He said, Evan Sinopani will never beat me. Did you hear him? Were you listening? So what do you have to say about what the Big Bad Wolf is barking?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
This is Evan's answer all the time.
I'm coming.
You're coming, that's it? So this guy's going to have to
talk
deal with you.
Talk is cheap.
Huh? Talk is cheap?
Talk is cheap. So that may be true. I don't know. Maybe he'll beat me. I don't know. But
well, he didn't say that. I said that. So
Sean making trouble.
Try to stir it up.
Yeah.
But that being said, you have yet to lose on the pro stage. That's a pretty nice, impressive track record you have so far here as a professional and at the young age and your frame. How tall are you, Evan?
5'11".
5'11".
We saw some pictures online where you looked all of 7 feet and 500 pounds. What are you weighing?
I'm just over 260 in the morning, you know, dry, empty. I'm planning to be on stage in, like, the high 250s. I'm like, really right around like where I need to be right now, so really don't plan on changing a whole lot this week.
I think
your conditioning looks spot on already, Evan. I mean, if you qualify for the Olympia, you just mentioned before, you definitely would go. Now, this has got to be pretty close to a record there. I mean, how many shows have you done? You did the Atlantic States, right? We'll show you did in Connecticut. Then you went out to win the Atlantic States overall, correct? Then
the Atlantic States was my first show.
What, do you have five shows under your belt at all? Completely?
Yeah, I think so. The Atlantic States, I did the Junior Nationals, did the Nationals twice, and the New York Pro. Yeah, five. Yep.
Five shows and going to the Olympia. Imagine that, Sean.
Well, hold on a second. He ain't at the Olympia yet. He's got to get there, and by way of doing that, he's got to get in the top three of this weekend's contest or the top six of the Arnold Classic in 2 weeks' time out in Columbus, Ohio. this is the first time, Evan, as a pro, you've got to go in back-to-back shows in two separate weeks. So this is kind of uncharted water for you. But is this a contest this weekend, one where you are trying to hit your peak at your very best, or are you holding back a little bit knowing that the Arnold is going to be a bigger, more competitive event? How are you preparing for this?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you ever really truly can hold back. Especially, I mean, even Dexter, who, I mean, really, it's his show to lose. I don't see even how somebody like him could go into the show and say, well, you know, I'm going to peek at the Arnold. I'm going to hold back, because he knows that if, you know, in the unlikely event that someone such as myself or Dennis Wolf were to beat him, that wouldn't be that wouldn't be too good for him. So I don't think anybody can really afford to not go in at 100%.
Not nowadays, where conditioning is, you know, so important. You know, maybe 10 years ago, but 5 years ago, but not now.
Yeah, I think everybody. I mean, you know how it is. It's like, you know, you say you're going to go in the gym and take it easy, but you know, you can never truly do that. So I don't know. The real competitor comes out, and I don't think you ever really can be anything but your best.
True.
Evan, looking at your pictures, you know, when you post online, if you could, you know, look at yourself, you know, and critique yourself, you think you've made some good improvements this past year? You know, how do you feel in regards to your improvements?
I feel from the pictures it's not very evident. I think once you see, you know, stage photos, hopefully, assuming everything goes correctly this week, you'll see the difference. I mean, I see the difference.
The color on there and the right lights.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to, you know, keep in mind, you know, when you see someone by themselves, it's a lot different than when they're standing next to each other, next to somebody else. But I feel I'm going to be coming in a lot fuller, better conditioned, harder. I mean, people could say, oh, I read some things that people say on the internet. And they say, well, you know, he took 2 years, and I don't see two years worth of improvement. So I don't know. I mean, you really can't judge until the day of the show, you know, exactly what, you know, you have to compare apples to apples, and, you know, you have to really be comparing stage photos to stage photos.
Yeah, I just said, Dennis told me he's coming out on Thursday. Now, he's only a three-hour car ride from Las Vegas, 3.5 hours. You're all the way across the country in Connecticut, so I'm assuming you're going to come in here and get a little bit acclimated prior to Friday's meeting at 7 p.m. When do you arrive in California?
Really late tomorrow night, at about midnight tomorrow night. I leave Connecticut around 8, so I'll be getting in pretty late.
And you've been here before, I presume?
I've been, but only for like a couple days. It was just for some photos. Never really, I don't really need to know my way around too much, but I was able to find an apartment to rent. Unfortunately, the host hotel doesn't have rooms with a kitchen or anything like that, and it's a little bit difficult, you know, to prep your food and bring enough food to do everything correctly. So I found it more appropriate to rent an apartment and just get a car and, you know, go around to
you need to do your homework, you rookie. There's guys out here that know the hotels with the kitchens. I mean, there's guys that come out here from all over the world to train at Gold's Gym in Venice, and typically they stay at the Best Western Marina Pacific Hotel. It's about 3 blocks from Gold's Gym, where you can actually walk, and it's right on the boardwalk. I used to put some athletes up when they came out to do the training with Sean Ray Day. But just keep that in mind.
I've been there before.
Yeah, the Best Western Marina Pacific Hotel, that used to be the spot. I mean, everybody that was coming in from out of town, that's where they would stay because they had kitchens. And I understand that, being a pro bodybuilder, you got to have that kitchen, especially for a show.
It's crucial.
Will you find time, do you think, Evan, at this late juncture, prior to a contest, to make it over to Gold's Gym and do some pre-contest workouts in front of some of these guys? I mean, Gold's Gym is really a fishbowl for a rookie like yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably try and get a workout in on Wednesday and possibly even something on Thursday, you know, not going in and building any muscle at this point, but to utilize the carbohydrates that I'm going to be eating and, you know, move blood around and just keep everything pumping. It's probably safe to say I'll be doing something on Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, start glycogen up into the muscle a little bit.
Absolutely. Right? Drive it in, you know.
All right, well, we're going to be down that way, so we're going to try to catch up with you for a preview prior to the competition so you can thank your fans and your family and all that good stuff and welcome you MD style to California on the eve of the first annual Flex Pro Championships. Anything you want to say to your fans really quick?
Yeah, you know, I know I was always saying the same thing, but, you know, you guys know how much I really appreciate all of you, and the support I see on the forums and everywhere I go is really overwhelming, and, you know, there's really hardly ever any negative. And, you know, I notice all that, and I really appreciate everything. And, you know, just
nobody picks on the Kennedys, brother.
As soon as these shows are over, you know, I'll be right back on the forum answering everybody's questions. And I
all right, man. Well, good luck in your first outing here in California. It's nice to have pro bodybuilding coming back to the western shores of the United States, right here in the Mecca, Santa Monica, February the 19th. Come out and see Big Evan Sinopani. Put it down.
We'll be pulling for you, Evan.
Thank you. I'll see you guys there.
So let's take our commercial break. Me and Rodney are going to handicap the other players that are going to be vying for the top three spots for the qualification of the Olympia Championships right after this final commercial break here on MD Radio 98.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Run! I still here! It's going again! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Aww.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular
muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to bbxsports.com. That's bbxsports.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the truth
and these other boys phony. All right, well, we heard from two of the main players of this weekend's IFBB Pro debut competition of the 2011 bodybuilding season. Big names, that is, the Big Bad Wolf by way of Las Vegas via Germany, and of course, Evan Sinopani, a former national champion, New York Pro champion, and he's looking to add the Flex Pro Championships. But Rodney, while we were on the break, we were kind of going over who's who and what's what, and before we get to who we think arguably is going to, you know, have the most to lose at this contest and more than likely will win this contest, let's talk about some of the guys that these guys are going to be up there standing next to, because some of them, you know, could shock and awe a few people. We've got big Ben White, who won last year's Tampa Bay Pro Championship and went on to get second at the first annual Connecticut Europa Show.
Yeah, I think Ben, he really impressed me. I think since he got away from and took the powerlifting and took his bodybuilding a little more seriously, you know, he really impressed me that last year. And, you know, he could definitely be in that, you know, third to fifth, you know, category possibly. You know, he could squeeze in there and surprise some people.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, I think the powerlifting might be a little bit of a distraction. He went up against the big White Rhino, who's also going to be coming here, a Flex Wheeler protege. Flex trains him and works with him, and they're very good friends, and they work together. And I think Stan's realistic. He's an older bodybuilder. I think he's over 40, and that's how he got his pro card at the Masters Nationals. And this guy's one of the strongest men in the world. He's actually offered up his Hummer to anybody that can beat him. And Ben White was talking the most smack, and Johnny Jackson, and these guys can't take this guy out. But yet he's got an IFBB pro caliber physique. What do you make of his chances of making an impact?
I think he does it because he enjoys it, you know. He enjoys the competing, enjoys the attention, you know. So he keeps you at our age to drive going, which I think, you know, he really enjoys it. I think it's here, you know, his chances really. You know, I just don't understand how someone who could squat 1,000 pounds has legs that thin, no quad sweep. So
yeah,
his upper body is very impressive, you know, standing alone. He's another guy who looks great, but you put him next to a Wolf who's the same height or an Evan, he's just going to get dwarfed.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for strength and genetics. I mean, there's one thing to throw some weight around. The genetics, and as it relates to appearance, are a whole other ball of wax. A lot of guys stronger than me with legs that are not even close to what mine were, and I was only a little guy at 5'6". But that being said, we have another Russian coming by way of winning the USA's in the heavyweight division. Vladimir Saizov is making his pro debut, lives out in Hollywood, the circus guy. You know, he does the whole acrobatic act.
Oh yeah, he was. What was it? What show did he win? He won the heavyweight class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was very impressive. His conditioning was unbelievable at the Nationals. You know, he looked really good. He could come in here and definitely mix it up with that level too. Those top, you know, three or four, five, six in that range. You know,
right. And again,
I just see the, you know, the top. I think that the top three are a given. It's either, you know, interchangeable, Dexter Wolf, Evan, somewhere, and flip them around any way you want. Whoever comes in that day. I think any one of those three can win the show, theoretically.
Yeah, well, and again, we have another USA super heavyweight, got his pro card not too long ago, Grigori Atoyan, a George Ferrer-trained athlete. He's coming down south by, you know, from Sacramento. He's put his hat into the arena, a very competitive bodybuilder. Adorthius Cherry, national champion. He had the small torn pec. Needs some conditioning, needs to get that physique a little bit more refined to be really competitive.
Yeah, I was always a huge fan of Cherry's when he was coming up. I mean, he had that waist that was just ridiculously tiny. I mean, it had to be like a 25-inch waist.
Yeah, Tony Pearson.
Good-looking guy and great physique. He just never only nailed his conditioning one time, and then I guess he got that injury, that pec injury, and set him back a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's been out for a while, so we'll see what he brings to the table. And of course, Omar Deckard, another former USA champion, as tall, if not taller, than Dennis Wolfe. Forgot about him, but he's kind of been a promise not really fulfilled. Great lines, great structure, but just doesn't have the muscularity to really nail it, huh?
Yeah, I think you just can't stand with these big guys, you know.
He could surprise
you. Who I really like, and I really became a big fan of his, is the Pac-Man, Ben Pekowski.
Yeah.
When I saw him at the New York Pro, and, you know, he came out a little flat in the morning, but he came back at night, and he changed his color, came in, he was fuller, you know, his big, huge quads and his massive, wide shoulders. You know, I'm interested to see what kind of improvements he's made. I think he could be up there, you know, maybe even bang the door in that top three. You never know.
Yeah, well, it should be interesting. Pekulski is the one to watch. We saw him in New York, and they just missed an Olympic qualification there. Some very interesting some questions will be answered for sure. A few other guys that will be in this thing, and we're going to wrap it up here. We got JoJo Interferro, who's making an appearance, Milton Holloway, young Dan Hill by way of Germany is out here trying to get his feet wet again. And, of course,
got
Robert Canadian
Fuad.
Yeah, and Fuad Abiad bringing it from Canada after a year off, two first runner-up positions to Dennis James a year ago at the Tampa Pro and the Dallas Europa Pro. All the questions will be answered this Saturday here in Santa Monica, the first annual Flex Pro Championships. For more ticket information, visit Flex Online or call 888-676-2007, where the first annual Flex Pro Championships takes place right here in Southern California, Santa Monica.
Can't wait, baby. Let's go.
Ready. All right, it's going to be on and cracking. We'll be back with the wrap-up next Monday right here on MD Radio. For Evanston Apani, Dennis Wolfe, Rodney Roller, and Dave Borlay, I'm Sean Ray, your host. Happy Valentine's Day.
Peace. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.